And now this is a dictation for Jan Maddox, M-A-D-D-O-C-K-S, June 647, addresses a letter to Kaylin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Guideman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guideman, a follow-up for Mr. Maddox, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit in August, no hospital emergency room, weight appetite stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melena, no infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood, stable edema and activity, not at rest, no chest pain, palpitation, syncope, denies the use of oxygen, no orthopnea, PND, no sleep apnea, follows rheumatoid arthritis, with Dr. Diola, Diaz in David, I-O-L-A, no recurrence of gout, review system is negative, medication list review, I want to highlight the higher dose of methotrexate, presently 8 tablets once a week, the change was 3 months ago, Aldactone, Losartan, HCTC, metoprolol for blood pressure treatment. Next paragraph, alert oriented time 3, no respiratory distress, full sentences, blood pressure 126/88. Next paragraph, it's also my understanding that he has increasing size of the vertebrovascular artery, and they are planning to do a procedure on May 24, 2022. Next paragraph, chemistries in February, creatinine 1.4. Over the years, he's been highs and lows. This is not unusual number for him. There is a normal sodium potassium, elevated bicarbonate probably from diuretics up to 32, a normal nutrition, calcium and phosphorus, no anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, no true changes and not symptomatic, no dialysis. Next number, hypertension well controlled. Next number, present potassium balance normal. Next number, rheumatoid arthritis on higher dose of methotrexate. That explains the macrocytosis. Next number, enlargement of the prostate without urinary retention. Next number, abnormalities of the vertebrovascular artery, followed by neurosurgeon. Come back in 6 months, end of dictation.